Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up, and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2278. $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, squaredconstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. It is Monday, August 29th. This is the last Monday we will be together just in the month of August. We have more Mondays to go, unless you know something I don't. But maybe the weather's going to turn for us. Let's put that thought out there. Welcome to the Joey English Show. iVox Radio, listen to all of this. KWXY, legendary music for 50 years. 5 o'clock in the morning on 1340 AM, 92.3 FM, and now 101.9 FM. Listen to the music. Then at 8 o'clock, switch over to the other iVox station, 920 AM, where I started 26 years ago, and also 99.1 FM, and listen to, you got it, the Joey English Show. I always say I don't care where you listen, just so you do. I want this to be the best hour of your day. Okay, Joey Pals, have you got your day timer close by?
This is Monday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, see if I can read on a Monday. Monday, August 29th. Foley Stinnett Interior Design, not well, want you to know that Dan and Bo both want you to check out their media blog. It's online, foleystinnett.com. Heather James Fine Art has Andy Warhol portraits now at 45188 Portola Avenue in Palm Desert, heatherjamesgallery.com. Melissa Morgan Fine Art wants you to know they will be closed through September 12th. 73660 El Paseo in Palm Desert, melissamorganfineart.com. Okay, you know how we love to do things for our legendary friend Wink Martindale. Well, here we go. He will have a vintage visit with Lou Rawls today from 1 to 3 p.m. on the legendary KWXY Radio, 1340 AM, 92.3 FM, 1019 FM. Check it all out at winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey Pals, it is Monday, and I need you to know that when we're finished with our show today, we will post everything to my website and my Facebook page. And then I need to say, every Monday, we start off as we always do, because if you're hungry...
Excuse me?
You know, girls, we really...
Are you ready to whet your appetite? Time now for the Joey English Show, Restaurant of the Week.
Okay, Joey Pals, I promised you a Restaurant of the Week. This is an institution in our town. Maybe it should be institutionalized. Let's see. Let me think about that. It's Monday. We're talking to Michael Holmes from...
The Purple Room.
Hi, dear.
Hi. Who wants to be in an institution?
Yeah, right. On a Monday.
Right.
Monday, August 29th, the last Monday of August.
Yes.
And you're all gearing up for...
We open tomorrow.
The 30th.
The 30th with Rose Millette.
Oh, I love her.
She's stunning. She's a Jazz Hall of Fame member.
Where is the Jazz Hall of Fame?
Hollywood.
Of course it is.
Of course. But it's international,
yes,
actually.
So. The inductees. I said inductees on a Monday.
You did. Boy, you must have gotten up early.
Oh, I do. This show starts at 5 o'clock in the morning, baby.
Holy Hannah.
Well, actually, I'm just getting home. Are you going to do Judy Garland?
I am going to be doing Judy starting again in October.
Okay. I miss seeing her.
Well, it was a crazy year, but I had a couple of health issues that prevented me from doing it. So she'll be back in October.
Judy didn't get sick, just you?
Well, Judy's the one who got sick, and I had the hangover.
If anybody is on another planet or just visiting us from the mothership, Michael Holmes, how would you say it? Impression? What do you call it? Judy Garland.
It's just an odd way to do it, because to explain it, I've had that question so many times, and I do everybody. Or play everybody.
Yes.
I should correct that.
It's Monday.
Yeah.
Actually, I enjoyed that. Thank you.
But it's tongue-in-cheek. I mean, I obviously know I'm not Judy Garland, but I love her. I hope to embody her essence. I think she was one of the wittiest people on the planet.
And talented. I wouldn't call it an impersonation.
Yeah, I don't say I'm an impersonator. I'm an actor.
Now, tell Joey Pals, do you do your own Judy singing or do you lip sync?
I do all of the singing for Judy, Carol Channing, Betty Davis, Pearl Bailey.
Yeah, Betty Davis singing is no.
It's a little scary. Yeah. It's pretty funny, though.
I know. But I think your Judy is right on.
Oh, well, thank you.
Isn't that what people tell you?
They do. Yes, and it's very complimentary. And I just hope to embody the essence of Judy.
I like
that.
And
that's really it.
Thinking embody. Tell us if there's a secret that you can verbalize. You change your voice. I mean, Carol Channing sounds nothing like Judy. How do you
yes.
do? I know.
She's very different.
She used to have Christmas at my house until she married Harry.
Harry. Well, she had to spend Christmas with him.
Oh, yes. Oh, you think? How do you do that, Michael?
You know, I don't know.
You don't know.
I can't really explain it. It's in my head. Once I become Judy, I'm Judy. So if you talk to me anywhere, backstage or anything, I'm Judy.
And if you put on the Carol?
I'm Carol.
Yes. Well, it's almost method acting.
I guess. I don't know what it is. I met with a vocal professor in Boston. And he said what I do is technically not possible.
Oh.
So.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I guess so.
Now we know.
Yeah, I'm just a big fraud, I guess.
I asked the same question of Rich Little.
Yeah.
Who has your kind of a gift.
He's amazing.
Well, so are you.
Thank you.
And plus, you're singing. Rich Little does not sing. I mean, he did George Burns standing next to George Burns.
Right.
And George was impressed.
Yeah.
But you sing as well. I don't know. When did you start learning about doing this? When did you discover you could do it?
Well, it was really a long accident. It was
Sorry.
A dare. And I always loved to sing, but I had way back in the day in Chicago, a vocal coach who I saved a lot of money for to study with. And after a month, she gave me my money back and told me I would never sing.
Wow.
So I gave it up. I didn't start doing this until I was 35 or 36.
A grown up.
Yeah, kind of. Well.
Wow. Okay, so what came first, the singing in your own voice or the singing in all these other voices?
Well, actually, I always sang when I was younger, and then I sang for my own enjoyment, but I didn't perform. And then I was dared to enter a contest. It's a long and dirty story.
Off the air, honey.
Yeah. But long and the short, I won the contest, and part of what I won was my own show. So it all started as I created a show called Betty and the Boys. It was Betty Davis and two guys.
And you were all three characters?
No.
No.
No, oh. The two guys were real.
Oh, were real guys, and you
yeah.
were Betty.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course you were.
Yeah, and it was just fun and foolishness, but I thought, you know, this is not enough for a full show. And who actually could host a show?
Yes.
And it was Judy Garland.
Of course.
And then Carol Channing came in, and Pearl Bailey, who's always been one of my favorites. The long and the short, it all started in a bar in Chicago called Big Chicks.
Now, I worked Mr. Kelly's.
Yeah.
I worked, no, that's L.A. Oh, I can't think now.
The Green Mill, maybe?
No.
Or?
Playboy Club, of course.
Well.
There was the one up north, and there was the one in Chicago. But Mr. Kelly's, please, what
sure.
a credential that was.
Yeah.
That was in the 70s.
Yeah. Well.
But I don't know the club you're mentioning.
Well, no, this was just a bar.
Oh, well, and, I know bars.
And, you know, a couple of martinis in, a couple of friends were like, you really sound like Betty Davis when you drink.
Oh, how fun, Michael.
And that's a little bit where it started.
So there's some Betty Davis in all of us.
Thank you.
Now when, oh God, that's perfect. Oh, that's perfect. When did you start adding the drag component?
Well, it was that show.
Oh,
the show I won.
And okay.
It was a little, I was afraid to sing as myself.
I get it.
So this was a mask that I could do it with. And then, you know, of course, Judy Garland had her show in 1963, 64. So she became the perfect host of the show and all these other characters.
That's how I learned to sing. I would stand in front of my mother's Magnavox and play Judy at Carnegie Hall over and over and over again. We owe her a lot. And she left at what, 44 years old?
47.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the time we've got left, we could talk all day.
I know.
We?
I haven't seen you in so long.
I know. Do I look younger? Oh, well, never mind. It's radio, honey. We're both on radio.
You look gorgeous.
For a reason. Tell me about the food. Tell me who's coming next to the Purple Room.
Well, of course, Rose Millette.
Yes.
The month of September, she's August 30th, Tuesday, but she'll be playing Thursdays as well.
Okay.
Darcy Daniels.
Oh, good.
And Charles Herrera.
Know them well.
And I swing the music of the Rat Pack era on Wednesdays. And unfortunately, due to a little mishap, I won't be there the month of September performing. But Darcy and Charles will.
Are you having some surgery?
I actually already did.
Oh, I was kidding. I was just being, I beg your pardon. I would never pry anything like that. I beg your pardon.
No, I did. So I just have to
lay
low for a little bit until everything heals. And
so month of September, you will not be there.
Correct. Unless I sneak in for one, but they tell me I can't. But, you know, who knows?
Okay, let's go that far. Then we'll add September and October next time we see each other.
Where are you looking? Opening weekend.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
No, I want
Mary
the location.
Lou Henner.
Oh, she's done our show.
Yeah, she's terrific. And her show is, you know, she has that, I've lost the word, that memory thing. She can't forget anything.
Yes.
And so her show is titled Music and Memories.
Is that the best?
What a lot of people don't know is that she's a great singer.
Yes.
And was on Broadway and a lot of stuff.
I'll reach out to you and we'll do a clean feed or some kind of interview. What day is she going to be there?
September 2nd and September 3rd, Friday and Saturday.
Okay. And now, purpleroom.com? No.
Purpleroompalmsprings.com.
And the address?
1900 East Palm Canyon.
I can walk there.
Inside of Club Trinidad Resort.
Oh, you want to go back in time in old Palm Springs. The Rat Pack used to hang there.
They used to perform there.
I swear
they
you
put
can,
their act together.
You can feel them. Okay, 1900 East Palm Canyon Drive. And the phone number?
760-322-4422.
Reservations.
You can make reservations during the week on Open Table. Mm-hmm. And for the shows on the weekends, you have to purchase a ticket, and the ticket automatically makes your dinner reservation, which is required.
And by the way, the food is wonderful.
Thank you.
So we've got food, fun, fellowship, frolicking. That's as far as it's Monday.
That's what we talk about.
Yes. Bless your heart. So good to see
good
you,
to
dear.
See you.
You be well.
You look great.
Oh, thank you.
Especially
thanks.
Early morning.
Yeah, right. It's Joey English along with the incredibly talented Michael Holmes. We wear red and we eat.
What is that? Kisses.
What kind?
Chocolate.
That's it.